From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Chloe, July 31st. 10 stories, evidence-led, no fluff, small inputs compound. Let's get into it. First, from Big Think. Understanding Our Modern Crisis of Meaning, Arthur Brooks studies happiness for a living, and he says the epidemic of depression and anxiety among young adults comes down to one culprit, a meaning crisis. Brooks walks through the biology of falling in love, the real formula behind human suffering, and why a Harvard study spanning 85 years found deep relationships to be the single strongest predictor of a happy old age. This video, Understanding Our Modern Crisis of Meaning, is featured on Big Think. Next. Second, from New Atlas, could the Honda CB500 be Royal Enfield's kryptonite? This one came out of nowhere. Honda recently took the stage in India to reveal not one, not two, not three, but a total of 10 new motorcycles for the country. I don't remember the last time I saw a bike maker come out swinging as strongly as this. Category: motorcycles, transport tags, Honda, Honda motorcycles, retro, Royal Enfield, India up next. Third, from Monga Bay. Climate change boosted Spain wildfire risk 20-fold, research shows. Human-induced climate change drastically fueled the weather behind recent devastating wildfires in France and Spain, according to a new rapid analysis by researchers studying the role of climate change on today's extreme weather. In its report, the World Weather Attribution, WWA, a global network of researchers, noted that severe blazes scorched 140,000 hectares, 346,000 acres, in Spain, and more than 115,000 hectares, 284,000 acres, in France, forcing more than 300,000 people to flee. And then. Fourth, from Monga Bay. Central African Republic's Dzanga Sangha tests the promise of wildlife tourism. Founders Briefs, an occasional series where Monga Bay founder Rhett Ayers-Butler shares analysis, perspectives, and story summaries. In the Central African Republic, a country often seen mainly through the lens of instability, a different story is unfolding in its southwest. In March, Monga Bay Africa Programme Director David Akana and I spent time in and around Dzanga Sangha National Park, speaking with researchers, conservationists, community members, and park officials. What we heard was not quite reflected in the usual narrative. Next. Fifth, from How to Think More and Better. Babasau 7, Your Mind Optimization Programme, Mind Care. How to Think More and Better. Don't feel your way to conclusions. Think your way. This podcast sharpens the skills you need for clear, objective, and independent thinking in an age filled with noise and emotion. Don't feel your way to conclusions. Think your way. This podcast sharpens the skills you need for clear, objective, and independent thinking in an age filled with noise and emotion. Listen on Substack, app Apple Podcasts, Spotify RSS feed, appears in episode Recent Episodes Up Next. Sixth, from Monga Bay. Palm oil expansion reignites decade-old indigenous land conflict in Indonesia. Jakarta. Two palm oil companies embroiled in a long-running land dispute with an indigenous community in Indonesian Borneo have resumed the clearing of rainforest and other land to expand their plantations for the first time in more than a decade. And then. Seventh, from phys.org. New report highlights health of the UK's plankton communities. The new MCCIP report pulls together decades of UK plankton monitoring, plus a meta-analysis of recent satellite and ship-based surveys, so it's a solid synthesis rather than a single study. The authors show that over the past 30 years, the composition of both phytoplankton and zooplankton has shifted noticeably toward warmer water species, especially in the southern North Sea and English Channel. Those shifts line up with rising sea surface temperatures and altered wind patterns, suggesting climate change is already reshaping the base of the marine food web. Some traditionally dominant species have dropped by 15-20% in abundance, while newcomers have risen to similar levels. The report flags that these changes could ripple up to fish and seabird populations, potentially affecting fisheries and tourism. It also highlights gaps in data, particularly in deeper offshore waters, so future monitoring will need to be broader. Bottom line, the evidence is strong enough to say UK plankton are already responding to a warming climate, and the ecosystem impacts are likely to grow unless we improve both observation and mitigation efforts. Next. 8th, from phys.org, learning to better understand bone-like minerals. The UC San Diego team ran a lab-based experiment, just one study, not a clinical trial, where they mixed tiny amounts of europium, a rare earth element that behaves a lot like calcium, into hydroxyapatite, the mineral that makes up most of our teeth and bones. They found that the europium-doped crystals stay more stable and give a clearer signal when scanned with certain imaging techniques, which could make them easier to track inside the body. Because the work is still at the bench stage, the findings are promising but preliminary. The main takeaway is that a small tweak in composition can improve both the durability of the mineral and its visibility on medical images, opening a path for future studies that might eventually help doctors see bone-related issues more clearly. Up next, 9th, from Monger Bay. World Ranger Day, justice for the protectors of the wild. World Ranger Day is a time to honour the work of rangers who protect the natural world, but it's also a reminder of the risks they face. For Anton Mzimba, a 25-year veteran of Timbavati Private Nature Reserve in South Africa, that risk became a reality when he was shot dead outside his home in 2022. The case remains open with no arrests made, leaving many to wonder if the perpetrators will ever face consequences. A documentary about Mzimba's life, Rhino Man, has sparked a campaign called Justice for Anton Mzimba to speed up the investigation. The case is being investigated by the Hawks, a specialised unit of the South African Police Service, but it's unclear if they'll be able to bring anyone to justice. The investigation has progressed, but it's unclear what that means in terms of actual progress. The case file has been submitted to the Director of Public Prosecutions, who will decide whether to pursue charges. Mzimba's killing is a stark reminder of the dangers faced by rangers who work to protect endangered species like rhinos. His case has sparked a wider conversation about the need for greater support and protection for these conservation heroes. The lack of justice in Mzimba's case is a blow to the morale of rangers who continue to put their lives on the line every day. It's a stark reminder of the challenges they face and the need for greater action to protect them. And then, 10th, from The Forbidden Files. The invisible signals that decide whether people respect you. You know how sometimes people just slowly drift away from your life without any big fight or falling out? It's like they're slowly losing interest, and you can't quite put your finger on when it started. Well, it turns out that's because our brains are constantly running a sorting algorithm, deciding who's worthy of our attention and who's not. It's not even a conscious decision, but rather something our primal brain does automatically. We tend to gravitate towards people who seem to be of high status, respected by others, and competent. It's like a social hierarchy, and we're wired to follow the crowd. This is why people often don't tell you why they're drifting away. They're not even aware of it themselves. Their brain has made the decision without their conscious mind ever making the effort to explain it. And it's not just about being liked or popular, it's about being respected. Respect is one of the most basic human needs, and it's contagious. People need to see whose respect everyone else has already earned before spending their own on anyone. But here's the thing. Respect can't be forced. You can't demand it or argue people into giving it to you. Instead, it's about sending the right signals, like being confident, composed, and competent. It's not about listing your achievements or working hard to earn someone's approval. People who have respect don't do any of that. They just quietly understand the behavioural patterns that send one very particular message. And that's what this post is all about. Uncovering those patterns and understanding how to get respect. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.